But first, Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery's elevation to justice. Bill Montgomery carries a variety of potential consequences for his former office and for the state. Potential candidates are already lining up to replace him as the top cop in Maricopa County, and criminal justice reform efforts at the state capitol could see a renewed push in the coming legislative session. So what does the post-County Attorney Montgomery look like? Arizona Capital Times reporter Julia Shumway joins us now in studio to give us a glimpse. Julia, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. So I want to start with Rachel Mitchell. That's kind of the name everybody's talking about initially. She's filling in the interim, right? Tell us a little bit about her.
So she's been a sex crimes prosecutor for the county for going on 20 years now. Most people, even those who don't closely follow the county, probably know her from her appearance on a national stage questioning Brett Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford for the Senate GOP last year. And she was recently elevated to be chief deputy as of last Thursday. She became acting county attorney, and she said she's interested in pursuing a full-time appointment as interim county attorney, filling out the rest of his term.
And this is an elected seat, obviously. Tell us who else is throwing their names in the ring yet at this point.
So we've got what one Republican attorney and court watcher described to me as a human anthill of people trying to get into the ring. So in addition to Rachel Mitchell, there's a couple other women, which would make history. We've never had a female county attorney before, and those are former Bar Association Director Alistair Adell, Lacey Cooper, who's a U.S. attorney, Assistant County Attorney Gina Godbehere. We've also got a number of men who are rumored to be interested. There's one-time county prosecutor, County Prosecutor John Eliason, who a Phoenix New Times reporter caught talking about his plans to seek the job at a coffee shop a few months ago. We've got a former Maricopa County clerk, Chris DeRose, a former lawmaker, John Cadis, a whole bunch of people who really want this job.
How does that all break down via party lines?
Those are all Republicans. So okay. We also have a number of Democrats who are running, but when it comes to the appointment, rules say that whoever finishes Montgomery's term will have to be a Republican because he is one. On the Democratic side, we've had four Democrats file to run. Probably the most prominent so far is a woman by the name of Julie Gunnigal, who ran for the House last year.
Okay. So we are looking at a race impending. Is this a big chance for the Democrats politically when you look at it in that kind of political lens when this goes back on the ballot? They took some statewide offices, some countywide offices last time around. Is that likely to happen this time?
It's very possible. We know historically that Democrats tend to do a little bit better in a presidential election year. And given that this year in 2020, we'll once again have a president who's pretty unpopular, especially among Democrats, on the ballot, there may be some effect on down ballot races as well.
Okay, last question for you before we let you go, Julia, is about the potential for criminal justice reform efforts. Without Bill Montgomery in the county attorney's office, are those efforts more likely to get some steam behind them?
I describe some of the lawmakers I've talked to who've been trying and failing on passing criminal justice reform efforts as being kind of cautiously optimistic. So they point out that while Bill Montgomery is a big gatekeeper and a big impediment for some of these bills, you've also got remaining gatekeepers. You've got Pima County Attorney Barbara LaWall, Yavapai County Attorney Sheila Polk, Eddie Farnsworth in the Senate, and John Allen in the House. So while Bill Montgomery is a big voice, there are still quite a few other voices and people with power who may not want some of these reform efforts.
So it might not be that cut and dry.
Right.
All right. That is the Arizona Capital Times, Julia Shumway. Julia, thank you for coming in.